Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll be playing six songs. Well, actually, we'll be playing more than six songs, but they'll all have to do with six, because, hard to believe, but this is our sixth anniversary show. Exactly 6 years ago today, we started broadcasting here on KISL, and we've been here ever since, as well as on the internet. So, without further ado, here to get us started is Spike Hughes and his orchestra.
What a sweetheart I've got, but she should be shot, I claim. Oh my, she says she likes me a lot, and maybe she's not to blame. I can't really love her because of just a few things that she does. On Monday she takes a walk with Johnny, on Tuesday she has a talk with Jim. On Wednesday, she likes to dance with Tommy. On Thursday, she takes a chance with Tim. On Friday, she goes to dine with Billy. On Saturday, it's Percy that buys. Sunday's my only time with that bozo of mine, 'cause she's the sweetheart of six other guys. Thank you.
Sweetie, 4 feet 4. Now I've got me to feed more? Does he thrill me through and through? Well, you can bet your boots he do. And 6 feet of papa, 5 feet of mama. You get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet of papa belongs to me.
We begin the 6th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Spike Hughes and his orchestra recording in London on March 2, 1932, and Six Bells Stampede, co-written by Spike Hughes and Billy Munn, pianist in the band. Six Bells Stampede was followed by She's the Sweetheart of Six Other Guys. The vocalist on that April 14, 1928 OK-78 was Arthur Fields, with Arthur Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies. Next, we heard Cab Calloway in August of 1931 and Six or Seven Times, written by Thomas Fats Waller and Irving Mills. You'll probably hear that song a year from now on our 7th anniversary show. We finished up with Annette Hanshaw and her second commercial recording, 6 Feet of Papa, waxed September 18, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. 2 weeks from tomorrow, on Monday night, August 7th, yours truly is going to guest on Don't Touch That Dial, hosted by Bob Lyons and Barbara Watkins on KPFK. Normally, Bob and Barbara play and discuss old-time radio programs, but we'll be playing rapidly rotating records having to do with radio and by singers and bands who also appeared on radio. The show starts at midnight Pacific time on Monday night, August 7th. KPFK broadcasts at 90.7 here in Southern California, but the show will be available worldwide online at kpfk.org. I hope you'll tune in or click in. That's Monday night, August 7th at midnight for Don't Touch That Dial on KPFK 90.7 Los Angeles. Right now, we're celebrating our 6th anniversary here on KISL. Here are the University Six. Thank you.
I'm not kidding. Chop your onions up mighty fine. Said you place them on your plate with your tenderloin. Fry two eggs, if that won't do. Fry some celery and some garlic too. If you need that, you will run and roll. Supper with the greasy place on, counting you. Supper with the greasy place on.
Many other pointers I could mention.
Grab your cloth so it won't drop.
Always finish when you stop.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, mention. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Yeah, there's a May 16th, 1928 recording of Etiquette Blues, written by Gail Grubb. So what does that have to do with our 6th anniversary? Well, I imagine that many of you out there recognize the band performing that as Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks. The vocal trio there consisted of Tom Stax, drummer in the band, Larry Abbott, who played clarinet and alto sax, and Harry Reaser, who of course played banjo and led the band. Etiquette Blues was preceded by Trombone Red and his Blue Six, and Greasy Plate Stomp, fully one half of the band's entire recorded output. That was recorded by Columbia on June 18, 1931. Trombone Red was Robert Red Freeman, and in addition to playing trombone, also performed the vocal. The band's other recording was B-flat Blues, which was issued on the flip side of Greasy Plate Stomp. Before Trombone Red, it was Bessie Smith in 1925 and Cakewalkin' Babies from Home. Bessie Smith was accompanied there by Fletcher Henderson's Hot Six. Cakewalkin' Babies from Home was written by Harold Troy and Clarence Williams. We began with the University Six, a contingent of the California Ramblers on the Harmony label, and San, written by Lindsay McPhail and Walter Michaels. Adrian Rollini's bass sax was quite prominent throughout that May 12, 1926 recording. We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing this special 6th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are the Six Brown Brothers. Thank you. the New Orleans Jazz Band and Dixie Flyer Sam from around September 10th, 1924. So what does that have to do with our 6th anniversary? Well, the New Orleans Jazz Band is credited on the label of that Regal 78 as the Six Black Diamonds. This New Orleans Jazz Band consisted of Andy Russo, Wilder Chase, Dick Landon, Sidney Arredin, and Tommy DeRose, and was a working band which, besides recording, also played club dates and broadcast half-hour programs over WEAF in New York. There was another New Orleans Jazz Band led by pianist Jimmy Durante, yes, that Jimmy Durante, which recorded for OK, Emerson, and Jeanette. Dixie Flyer Sam was written by Charlie and Harry Tobias and George Bennett. In the last set, we heard Bessie Smith accompanied by Fletcher Henderson's Hot Six. Well, Dixie Flyer Sam was preceded by Johnny Dodd's Hot Six and Goober Dance from February 7, 1929. And we began with the Six Brown Brothers and Egypt Land, recorded by Victor on May 13, 1919. Egypt Land was written by James W. Casey. The Six Brown Brothers evolved from a saxophone quartet in the 1906 Ringling Brothers World's Greatest Show and was led by Canadian clarinetist Tom Brown and included two of his brothers, Percy and Vern. In 1908, they became the Five Brown Brothers, adding Alec and Fred, and the sixth brother, William, joined the group around 1912. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening, just as we have been for the last 6 years, on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. And we're available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Continuing our 6th anniversary show, here are the Sioux City Six.
Thank you.
We began that set with the Sioux City Six and Flock of Blues. After leaving the Wolverines to join Gene Goldkett, Bix Beiderbecke and three other members of the Wolverines joined Frankie Trumbauer and Miff Mole of the Goldkett Orchestra in this October 11, 1924 session recorded by Jeanette. Bix had intended for the record to be called the Davenport Six after his hometown of Davenport, Iowa, but after Bix had left the studio, as a joke, Miff Mole told the recording engineer to call the band the Sioux City Six. Sioux City is on the other side of the state of Iowa. After Flock of Blues, we heard Mack Gordon and Harry Revels doing the Uptown Lowdown, played there by Joe Venuti and his Blues Six in 1933. Doing the Uptown Lowdown is from the 1933 film Broadway Through a Keyhole, which starred Constance Cummings and Russ Colombo, and is based on the courtship of Ruby Keeler and Al Jolson. Abe Lyman also appears in the film as a bandleader. We finished up with the Six Blue Chips, Pee Wee Irwin on trumpet, Joe Marsala on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Carmen Mastron on guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Stan King on drums, and Steel Roof from January 17, 1936.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Here to start off this final segment of this 6th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are the Stomp Six.
Thank you.
We began this final segment of this special 6th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with The Stomp Six and Everybody Loves My Baby, written by Spencer Williams and Jack Palmer. The Stomp Six was a recording group which in June of 1925 made just 2 known recordings issued on the Autograph label. The group included Muggsy Spanier, still a teenager at the time, on cornet, Mel Stitzel on piano, and Ben Pollock on drums. We finished up with the only recorded side by drummer Benny Washington's Six Aces, Compton Avenue Blues, recorded November 4th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.